It's kedai to use this opportunity to talk a little bit about the concept of a chazaka she'enin mataina. It is very much the topic of the daf, and as a result, I think it makes perfect sense for us to delve into it a little bit. So, the Mishnah said, kol chazaka she'enin mataina, ein a chazaka. Ketzad, what's an example of a chazaka she'enin mataina? Amar loy, when the Ma'ariv told the Machzik, Ma'ata oisa b'taych shali, what are you doing in my field? V'hu oimer loy, if he tells him, Shli amali adam davim yoylam, I'll be honest with you, no one ever told me to leave, and because no one ever told me to leave, so I just continue living here, I've been living here for the last 3 years. So the halacha is, ein a chazaka, it's not a chazaka. And the reason is because this guy didn't offer a taina. He didn't offer an explanation of how it is that he got this property from the Marakama. And again, it's predicated, like we spoke out in the daf, by the fact that the Marakama has eidim to prove that he's the Marakama. Now you're claiming that it's yours, you want to keep it, and you get it from the Marakama. So if you have no taina, then it's not going to be yours. And I don't care that you've been living there for 3 years. If you don't have a taina, you can't establish a chazaka. What would be if the person says, machartali, you sold it to me, and that's why I've been living here, or nasatali b'matana, or your father sold it to me, or your father gave it to me as a matana, or we saw in the Gemara, I bought it from someone who bought it from you, and I could bring a raya that person that I bought it from lived there at some point, then already the chazaka has a taina, and if the chazaka has a taina, it's going to be a good chazaka. But the basic halach of the Mishnah is, kol chazaka she'eini mataina ena chazaka. And the Gemara asked the kasha. Gemara's kasha was pshita, so pashit. It's so obvious that a chazaka has to have a taina. What would be the havamino that if the person has no explanation for how it is that he got this property, he says to the contrary? I'll be honest with you. I don't know. I found this piece of property. I've been living here. I've been minding my own business. I thought for sure I'm in the clear. I didn't realize that it even belonged to anybody. Of course he can't keep it. This person has eidim to prove that it's his. You have no taina to explain how it is that you might have acquired it from him. Because you've been living there for the last 3 years, that's a reason for us to now give it to you. So the Gemara's kasha was, it's so poshet that a chazaka she'eini mataina is a chazaka. I don't even know why I need a Mishnah for this. And the Gemara had to come up with a mal detema and a tzrichasa to explain why we even needed the halacha of this Mishnah. The very, very beginning of the parak, the Gemara discussed minayin lechazaka she he gimel shana. How do you know that a chazaka is established over the period of 3 years? And Rabbi Yochanan said, I heard from the whole Cheyusha that they said that it's learned out from the Shor Amud. This was the very first Gemara in Cheskes Abad. Ma Shor Amud, kimen shenokach kimen legichos, nafak lei mecheskes tam, vekom lei becheskes muud, hachanami, kiven da och le tlash nin, nafak lo mirshus meicher, vekaimel lo mirshus lekech. And the Gemara had a whole Amud, Chav Ches Amud Beis of questions, that it asked on this source to Cheskes Gimel Shanim. We need one of those. Said the Gemara, Ele Meyata, Ibazoi, Chazaka She'eini Matayna Tavya Chazaka. If you're going to tell me that the Makar, the Cheskes Gimel Shanim, is from Shor Amud, so why is it that a Chazaka has to have a Taina? Ele Meyata, Chazaka She'eini Matayna Tavya Chazaka. Alam Atanan. Why did we learn in the Mishnah? Where's the Mishnah? So when you learn Chav Ches Amud Beis, it's the come on. Where's the Mishnah today? It's here, it's Khan, unsere Mishnah, kol chazaka she'eini mataina ena chazaka. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Taim amai, what's the reason that cheskas gimel shanim works? Da amrinam, because we say, dilma kideka amar hashto, that maybe what he's saying is truth. No, if that's the case, hashto iu loitona, not literally, if he's not tining, so how do you expect it to work? But the Gemara had a kasha, that I don't understand why a chazaka has to have a taina, to the extent that chazaka is learned out from Shor Amud, so I don't see why a chazaka should have to have a taina. Ela meyato chazaka she'ein imo taina, ta'ave chazaka. Frey Tosfos here, mem aleph amud aleph, and in Chav Ches Amud Beis, and really all the Rishonim and Cheskes Abad them ask, that l'chayre, these two Gemaras contradict each other. On daf mem aleph amud aleph, the Gemara said, kol chazaka she'ein imo taina, ina chazaka pshita. Why do I even need a Mishnah for it? It's so poshit that Cheskes Abad them only works to the extent that the Machzik has a taina. And on daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara said, ela meyato chazaka she'ein imo taina, tavi chazaka. That I don't even understand. It was a havamin of the Gemara, that why does a chazaka even need a taina? And the Gemara had to say a Torah to explain why you even need a taina. Amem aleph, amem aleph. It's pshita that a chazaka needs a taina, and a chavches amem beis. The Gemara doesn't know why a chazaka needs a taina. The two Gemaras are not talking to each other. It seems to be a blatant stira. The Gemara daf chavches amem beis right in the beginning of the parak, and the great submission of today's daf here on daf mem aleph amem aleph. Now, if you take a look at Tosfos, Tosfos says loy pachis from four terutzim. Oh, pshat tava diga terutzim to try to drea rois from this kasha. But there's one teretz, and that teretz is Rabbeinu Yonah's teretz on Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis that I think is kedai to mention. There's a simon in Birch Shmuel, Bava Basra, simon Chav Zayin, that very much is operating in the world of this Mahalach of Rabbeinu Yonah, and it really is going to facilitate us, I think, to open up the sugya a little bit, understand a little better Chazaka She'eni Matayna. So just a little bit of a hakdama, and that is Dachroinim Kler. What's pshat that a Chazaka She'eni Matayna is not a Chazak? And really, you can hear it in two ways. Is the pshat that if a person is machzik in a field, and when the Ma'ara comes to the Machzen and he says, my boss, Mahayara, he tells him, listen, I'll be honest with you. No one ever told me to leave, and I've been minding my own business. I've been doing my thing, hoping that my luck never runs out. When that person says that, essentially he's being moida that the field is not his, right? He's admitting, I never bought it from you. You never gave it to me as a matana. I never bought it from your father. Your father never gave it to me as a matana. I'm living here because no one ever told me to leave. So, say the achroinim, maybe that is the reason chazaka she'eni matayin is not a chazaka. It's because it's hoidas baldin. And hoidas baldin is kimei edem dami. Meaning, when the person says, essentially, he's admitting, he's being moida that it's not his field. So if he's being moida that it's not his field, he's saying, I've been living here, and no one ever told me to leave, but he's admitting it's not his. So if you admit it's not yours, hoidas baldin kimei edem dami, it's not yours. And it's for that reason, how could you have a cheskes raya now that it's yours? If you are moida it's not yours, then there's no chazak in the world that can say that it's yours. So the reason chazaka she'eni matayna is not a chazaka is because it blives hoidas baldin kimei edem dami. It could be the reason a chazaka she'eni matayna is not a chazaka is because there's a tnai in chazaka. In order for a cheskes gimel shanim to work, it has to come along. It has to be accompanied by a taina. And if there's no taina, the chazaka is not a chazaka. In other words, just like a cheskes gimel shanim has to have 3 years, and just like the chazaka has to be done in the presence of the ma'arer, and the ma'arer would have had to have had an opportunity to be moicha, and you had to be machzik the mechaski, and she right, there's a whole shulchan aruch that governs how you make a cheskes gimel shanim. One of the ingredients, one of the tnoim of a cheskes gimel shanim is that you have to have a taina. Having a chazaka without a taina is like having dalad minim without aravis. It's chaser in the ingredients of what dalad minim are. It's chaser in the ingredients of what a cheskes gimel shanim is. Cheskes gimel shanim is not just living there for 3 years in the presence kedem cheski inchi without his macha. It's also having a taina. And to the extent you don't have a taina, felt is in the chazaka, and that's why you don't have a cheskes gimel shanim. So poshut hakira is chazaka she'eni mataina in a chazaka because to the extent that you don't have a taina, essentially you're being moida that it's not yours. And hoidas baldin kimeya edem dami, or is the aside of chazaka she'eni mataina that the chazaka requires a taina in order for it to operate, and to the extent you don't have a taina, it's chaser in the chazaka, and if it's chaser in the chazaka, it's for that reason it's not going to work. So the achroinim say that if you go through the Rishonim on Daf Chav Ches, and you go through the Rishonim here on Daf Mem Aleph, the two sugyas of Chazaka She'eni Matayna, there are many, many rayas to the second side. And just to mention a few. We saw that the Gemara says, what happens if when the Ma'ara goes over to the Machzik and he says, my boy is Bayara, the Machzik says, I bought it from someone who bought it from you. So the halach is, as long as the Machzik can prove that the person that he claims he bought it from lived there, even for a day, that in and of itself is going to be enough. The Rashbam speaks out that although you proved that you bought it from the claim you person you bought it from, but that in and of itself doesn't really make it a chazaka she'eshi matayna. Because how do you know that that person bought it from the Marakama? Right, you still didn't close the gap of how exactly it went from the Marakama, who we know for sure owned it at one point, to you, the machzik. Says the Rashbam, it's true, you couldn't demonstrate it, but at the same time, taninole. There's a concept of psach pichal ilem, and we're going to taina that the person that you bought it from probably bought it from that mahar. Zogin the Rosh Hashivas, that if you're going to tell me that the reason chazaka she'ini mataina in a chazaka is because there's a hoidos baldin kemei eidem dami, that what? That I don't own it. Over here, you're not being moidy, you don't own it. To the contrary, you're saying you do own it. You're saying it's mine. You're saying I even bought it from Pliny. The Gemara is saying that it's still a chazaka she'ini mataina because how do you know Pliny got it from the ma'arer? And the answer to that is taninon. But if you're going to tell me chazaka she'ini mataina as I do spaldin, so vos dafter ashbam unsukum in tzah taninon to explain how the person that you're saying you bought it from got it from the ma'arer. As long as you're not being moida, then it's not a chazaka she'ini mataina. And if that's the case, you should get it. Elamai, what do you see from here? That chazaka she'ini mataina is not the pshat that it's I do spaldin. Chazaka she'ini mataina in a chazaka because a chazaka needs a taina. And over here, taina is the rashbam, even though you're proving that you bought it from someone, and from that standpoint, there is a taina, but there's still a gap, because how do you know that guy got it from the Marakamo? The answer is taninole. But from the fact that you need a taninole to close the gap, because otherwise this would be a chazaka she'eni mataina, you see that a chazaka she'eni mataina is a chisorin, that the chazaka requires a taina. It's not just a chisorin, because if there was no taina, then memele would be oidos badin kemeya etim dam. Another raya that the Achrenim bring is from the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel Hilchos Tayin Benitin says that a cherech shoyta v'katan cannot have a cheskas gimel shani. As I state in Rambam, and the Goyin and Bir Agra and the Ktsois and Kuflam and Gimel Aleph, they both say that Pshan and the Rambam is because a cherech shoyta v'katan can't taina, and because they can't taina, every time a cherech shoyta v'katan a machzik for 3 years, it's going to be a chazaka she'eni mataina. Now, if there is a chazaka she'eni mataina in a chazaka, is because we assume that you're not taining is hoidos baldin kimei eidem dami the cherech shoyta v'katan. Are not tiny. To the contrary, they're probably saying that, yeah, we bought it, but they're a cher shayt of a katan, and their taina is not a taina. But it's certainly not a hoidos baldin. So if that's the case, why is it a problem of chazaka she'eni mataina? The terrace is like the second side. You see that chazaka she'eni mataina in a chazaka, it's not because there's a hoidos baldin kimei eidem dami. It's because a chazaka requires a taina. And a cher shayt of a katan can't taina because they can't taina. It's for that reason. It's not going to be okay. Another raya, and this is a mefurish raya, is from the Rishonim and Afchav Chesam and Beis, the Ritva and the Rabbeinu Yoina, who say that what would be if when the Ma'ara goes over to the Machzik and he tells him, Ma'abos Bahayara, and he would just be quiet. I plead the fifth. He's lawyered up. He's not saying a word. Or, what if he would say, La Baldvarm Didia, I have no idea who you are. I've never seen you. I don't know you. I'm not handling with you. I'm not talking. So he's not just, as an Elaim. He's saying, but what he's saying is that I'm not going to talk to you. The Rishonim say Mefurish, it's a chazaka she'eni mataina. Now, over there, he's not being moida. To the contrary, he's pleading the fifth. He said, I'm not saying anything. I'm just not going to handle with you. You can't tell me this idos badin kimei eidem dami. And afal pikin zogin the Rishonim, it's going to be a chazaka she'eni mataina. So what do you see? You see the chazaka she'eni mataina is not stam because it's idos badin kimei eidem dami. But the yisoid of chazaka she'eni mataina is that a chazaka has to have a taina. Stating there, in the case of our Mishnah, when the Ma'arer goes over to the Machzik and he says, what are you doing in my field? And the Machzik tells the Ma'arer that Shloi Omeli Adam Davim Yoylam. No one ever told me to leave the field. In that case, it's poshet that in addition to the Chazaka She'eni Mataina, of the fact that you can't establish a chazaka if you don't have a taina, because a key ingredient to chazaka is to have a taina. Benoisif to that, you also have the other tzad in the chakira, and that is, here it is a hoidos badin kimei eidem dami. In other words, we just proved that chazaka she'eni mataina in a chazaka, even when there's no hoidos badin kimei eidem dami. You have a raya from the taninon of the Rashbam and Memalef on the base, and you have a raya from the Rambam's cheresh shoyt v'katan, and you have a raya from the Rishon Chof Ches on the base, that even if you don't say anything or you say la baldvarm didiyat, still it's a chazaka she'eni mataina. In all those cases, there's no hoidos badin kimei eidem dami. But that's poshen if the person would say, shaloyim amali adam davim eyoylam.
Be honest, I never bought it. You never gave it to me as a gift, but no one ever told me to leave. And as a result, I've been living here for the last bunch of years. Over there, you do have doidos badin kamei edim dami. And the truth is that chazaka, she'eni mataina, won't be a chazaka for two reasons. Number one, it's not going to be a chazaka because every chazaka has to have a taina. And number two, it's not going to be a chazaka because it's doidos badin kamei edim dami. So let's go back to Rabbeinu Yoina. Zok Rabbeinu Yoina, that the Mishnah, Amem Aleph, Amem Aleph, said, kol chazaka, she'eni mataina, eini chazaka. And then the Mishnah said, Ketza, this is fire. Oh my Lord, he told him, "Ato isa b'teich shali." For who am I? What did he say? Shali, I'm a yodim davim yoylam. No one ever told me to leave. In a chazaka, that taina is poshit zok the Gemara. You know why? Because I thought svadin kamei edim dami, and everyone knows that, and everyone knows the tzoy slam a dalad dalad, and everyone knows all this raid. So it's so poshit zok the Gemara that this chazaka, which is enim a taina, is not a chazaka because this is I thought svadin kamei edim dami. Oh, but the Gemara and daf chof ches on the days where the Gemara says, that elameyato chazaka she'eni mataina tahavi chazaka alo matnan kol chazaka she'eni mataina ene chazaka. The Gemara over there is working with the broader definition of chazaka she'eni mataina, which is the emes, and that is any chazaka that doesn't have a taina, even when there's no idos badin kamei edim dami. Like all the dugmois that we just gave, even then the halach is it's not going to be a chazaka. That's a much bigger chiddush to tell me that a chazaka has to have a taina, even where there's no idos badin kamei edim dami. There's a din that just like you need 3 years and you need to be machzik the mechazki inchi and it has to be bifnei ha-ma'arer and the ma'arer had to have been able to be machzik. Right, you have all these, this is another ingredient, you have to have a tiny mechatesi. Titus in the Gemara, elameyato, chazoko, she'eni mataino, en chazoko. I don't know, maybe it should be a good chazaka, and Allah matnan. Why do we learn in the Mishnah that kol chazaka she'eni matayin ain't a chazaka? In other words, the Gemara Amen Aleph is going on the Mishnah, and the Mishnah gave an example of chazaka she'eni matayin of shloi amali adam davim yoylam. That chazaka she'eni matayin has in it haydas baldin. Right, that nit taina is a haydas baldin that he actually never bought it. Haydas baldin kmei edim dami. I need a mishnah for that. Faith the Gemara pshita. The kasha of pshita is not on the institution of chazaka she'eni mataina. It's on the din of the mishnah. Kate said amalei mat ois b'tayich shali v'amash le'amali adam davim yoylam. That's poshut. But on Chav Ches Hamid Beis, the Gemara is handling the institution of Chazaka She'eni Mataina, which is much broader than the Ketzad of the Mishnah and Malaf Amid Aleph. Because Chazaka She'eni Mataina is true even when the person was a Maida. Even if he didn't say Shalom Ali Adam Davim Yoylam. Even if he didn't say a word, he Shvaig. Or even in some of the cases that we saw, where this for sure no Idas Badin. Even then, to tell me you have to have a Taina, that's not poshut. Not only is that not poshut, but the Gemara even asks, Sakasha Elmeyata Chazaka She'eni Mataina, Tavi Chazaka and Allah Matnan, Mecha Tesni. Why isn't that the Mishnah said that a Chazaka She'eni Mataino is not considered a Chazaka? But it's interesting that you see that there's a little bit of a Shakta Vatari over here in Svara. Does it make sense that a Chazaka should have to have a Taino or not? The way that we're showing the Master Kasha, it sounds like a Stiris Asugis. We just said over the Hezber of Rabbeinu Yoina, Chav Ches Amid Beis, but there's definitely some tension as it relates to this point. Does a chazaka have to have a taina? Does a chazaka not have to have a taina? Is it pshita? Is there even a tzad that maybe a chazaka shouldn't have to have a taina? And even in that Gemara itself, on Chof Ches Amid Beis, right, the Gemara said, Elameyato chazaka she'eni mataina tavi chazaka, alomatran kol chazaka she'eni mataina inu chazaka. And the Gemara said, Taima, my domino dumo kidagama. Hashti iu leitona, not litomle. It's very sawsome what the Shakta Vitayo in that Gemara is. So I think it's kedai just to drill down one tefach tifer. Again, goes to the core of understanding Cheska Sabatim, and really, it's building on a lot of the raid that we've spoken about in some of the more intense raid bites of the Perek. And that is, what is the Yesod? What's the Svara? Why is it that a Chazaka would have to have a Taina? What underlies this idea of Chazaka She'eni Mataina, Eino Chazaka? What role really does the Taina play Ad Kedei Kach that if the chazaka is not supported by a taina, it's not going to be a chazaka? And the truth is, let's think about it a little bit tiefer. Thinking out loud, working through this together. What's the svar of Cheskas Gimel Shanim? Right, there's a svar of Cheskas Gimel Shanim. What's the svar? So I think at this point, we all have a little bit of an idea. And that is,
there's an Anan Sahadi in the world that states that a person would not be comfortable watching somebody living in his property for 3 years and not protest. It's just not going to happen. So to the extent that you let 3 years pass and allowed this person to live in your property, it's an Anan Sahadi, it's a Raya, it's a Cheskes Min HaGoyim, that it must be that this piece of property is not really yours. And to the contrary, it belongs to him, and it's for that reason that this person ends up being able to keep this piece of property. Now, we know the Ramban, that the Ketzai Springs, maybe we'll talk more about the Ramban tomorrow, because this is really the place to talk about the Ramban, that says that that Anan Sahadi really is established in a second. And the only reason you need 3 years is because there's a Reis of Achvish Darcha. Once the Reis of Achvish Darcha is neutralized, so then you're able to leverage that chazaka that really you had in a second. But the bottom line is, it's based on an Anan Sahadi. Now, that Anan Sahadi, does it require a taina? At the end of the day, you've been passing by this house, which you claim is yours. There's been a family living there for 3 years. You never said a word. Now, 3.5 years later, you decided, let me sue this person. The guy comes to court and he says, no one ever said a word to me. I'm pleading the fifth. My lawyer said not to answer. Okay. There's still an Anan Sahadi, right? The Yisoyed of Cheskes Gimel Shonim is the Anan Sahadi. Why would a person allow someone to live in his field? No, so at the end of the day, you have an Anan Sahadi over here. So if you have an Anan Sahadi over here, so Vos Felto is the Taina. A Chazok has to have a Taina. Why? Chazok is predicated on Anan Sahadi. You have the Anan Sahadi whether this guy Taina's this or he Taina's that. The Anan Sahadi that it's not yours is firmly established. And if that's the case, why should the chazaka have to have a taina? Chayr, it's a good shtel, right? But the teretz is pashut. What's the teretz? Enochinami mitzad the ma'arer. It's muchach that if he passed this field for 3 years and he didn't say a peep, must be it's not his. And whether this guy has a taina, doesn't have a taina, it doesn't in any way, I don't think, impact the Anan Sahadi, that it doesn't belong to the Ma'arah. But here's the question. Meheche Tesi, it belongs to the Machzik. What gives the Machzik a shaychus to this piece of property? If his taina is, Shaloyomali Adam Davami Oilam, well, that's not a good taina. And that's not a reason for it to be his. You want to tell me it's not the other guy's? Das Vashteich. I hear that very, very stark. But how did it become the Machzik's? L'chayra, the Machzik needs a taina in order for it to be his. And if the machzik's not going to have a taina to establish it as his, hagam, it, from the Anan Sahadi perspective, doesn't change anything. But at the same time, if he wants to have a shaychus to it, and if he wants to have a jurara, and he wants to have a zika, it's for that reason you would have to have a chazak. And I have to have a taina. And that's the side of chazak sheini matayin. What's this chazaka sheni matayna? Which again, the achronim boy does not do what it does, but the kimei edom dami. Chazaka needs a taina. The third of why chazaka needs a taina is because in order for the machzik to have a schus in it, in order for the machzik to have a shaychus in it, he has to have a taina. If he doesn't have a taina, how does he have a shaychus to it? And I think it's poshit that mitzad the ma'arer, the machzik doesn't need a taina. Meaning, mitzad the anan sahadi, that it doesn't belong to the ma'arer, that you have whether the machzik has a taina or doesn't have a taina. I don't think we're saying anything fancy. I think it's posh. In order, however, for the machzik to be able to claim it's his, meaning, the fact that it's maybe not that guy's, yeah, I don't think the taina is my will merit. Even without the taina, that anan sahadi is in the book. The question, however, is mehechatesa belongs to the machzik, and for that you have a taina because you don't have a taina. How's it yours? You're not saying it's yours. For K, you're saying it's not yours. So how do you expect us to give it to you? Rabbi, just say it's yours and it's yours. I regret you can take the cat to the well, but you can't force it to drink, right? Like you have to say it's yours because if it's not yours, how are we going to give it to you? And but enachinami mitzad anan sahadi, nothing changes, and that's the chayyur the yisoid of chazaka sheni mataina. So I think there's a klar lumdus, and really I think this lumdus is mavur in Yenis Simon and Birchah Shmuel that we mentioned earlier. Not 100% sure. That's what Baruch Ber is saying, but I think the lumdus is a klar lumdus, and that is as follows: if someone is a muchzik in metaltlin, hamitzi mechaveri alvaraya, naske the rababa, anan sahadi the ma'ida tafas haidi day, ma'ida tafas haidi day, shnai ma'ichsa metalist, all the different cases of muchzik. V'nechzi b'shusi the man kaima, v'lehav idach ha'mitzah mechavei, all of a rai. Do you have to have a taina? Do you not have to have a taina? There's an idea of kol chazaka she'inim a taina in a chazaka.
learning Cheskes Habatim, handling the laws of Karka. What about my Metaltlin? Do you have to have a Taina, or do you not have to have a Taina? So it's a Mefurish Rabbeinu Yoina in the beginning of Cheskes Habatim and Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis. And this is very Yisoidistic. Rabbeinu Yoina says that when it comes to Cheskes Mamon and Metaltlin, you don't have to have a Taina. You don't have to say a word. If you're holding it on a Taina, we're going to assume it's yours. By Karka, you have to have a Taina. By Metaltlin, you don't have to have a Taina. Zokt Rabbeinu Yoina, what's the Svara? He said, the Svara is Gevaldik. The Svara is, when you're holding Metaltlin, the fact that you're holding it is the biggest raya in the world that it's yours. Chazoka kol ma shetachas yodei shalodam harei eilu shaloi. Anansa hadi, the maida tofes hadi de. If you're holding on to it, that in and of itself is checkmate, beyond a reasonable doubt, that this thing belongs to you, the person that's holding it. I don't need a taina to give myself a shaychis to it, because the fact that I'm holding it is the guest of shaykhs in the world. Remember from Naske the Rababa, the guy couldn't even say Didi Chatfi, because if that guy is holding it, that's a raya that it's not Didi Chatfi. I'm like a gazlin. But the point is this. The point is, now when it comes to Metaltlin, Tosalein, that I'm the Muchzik in the Metaltlin, that's the biggest raya that it's mine, and I don't need a taina to give me the shaykhs that I need to this thing. I don't have to say a word. Don't say, just don't give it up. But as long as you don't say one word, it's going to be yours. Aye, it's a chazok sheini matayna. Zok Rabbeinu Yoina, no, because the fact that you're holding it is the raya that it's yours. It's davka by karka. There you have to have a taina. You know why? Because by karka, the fact that you're in the karka doesn't mean anything. Because what happens when there's a tension between a marakam and a muchzik? By metaltlin, it always goes to the muchzik. But by karka, we've spoken about throughout the parak, it goes to the marakam. And being that it goes to the marakam, so over there, it's really considered to be in the possession of the Marakama. And the fact that you're living in it, who cares? Remember the Ritva and the Mavi to Cheskes Sabatim? It's so easy to walk into somebody's piece of property. There's no Cheskes Kolma when it comes to property. Karkein and Exelis. Kol Hecha the Isa Beshus of the Mar Isa. And if that guy is the Marakama, the fact that you're living here doesn't make you the Muchzik in it. Doesn't make you the toughest. We look at the Marakama as still being the toughest. So when it comes to Karka, where there's a Marakama, who's really considered the one to have this item? So then if you want to now establish a chazaka, it has to come with a taina. Otherwise, what makes it yours? By metalta, you don't need a taina to make it yours. The fact that it's in your possession, that in and of itself makes it yours. That's the lumdis, the chilik between muchzik when it comes to metalta and muchzik when it comes to karka. And this is a Rabbeinu Yoina. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, that's the reason that when it comes to metaltlin, chazaka doesn't have to have a taina. When it comes to karka, doesn't have to have a taina. Parenthetically, not for now. It's g'day to know the k'tzoyis and kuflam and gimelav. This is the first k'tzoyis and chiluk beis and k'tzoyis achoshen. He's chiluk this Rabbeinu Yoina. Doesn't bring the Rabbeinu Yoina, but he says for a double pasha that just like karka, chazaka she'ini matayin is not a chazaka. So too by metaltlin, chazaka she'ini matayin is not a chazaka. He says l'mayin afgemina. The Rambam says a chereshayt of a katan can't make cheskes gimel shanim. Why? Because it's chazaka she'ini matayin. Chereshayt of a katan doesn't have a din muchzik either. If that machzik is something, it's not a muchzik because it's always going to be a chazaka she'ini matayin. Classic tzais. But it's not like a mefurish Rabbeinu Yoina. I am bagoyish al Rabbi Jimmy Trofsky. Long ago, can I get a mefurish Rabbeinu Yoina here in Bava Basner Dav Chof Ches on the base? But here's the point. You ready? I think in light of everything that we've talked about up until this point, it's mamish klar. And that is as follows. If a person now is ma'ar, goes over to someone who's living on a piece of property, and he says, my boy is ba'ar. And the guy schweigs. He doesn't say a word. But the fact is that this guy's been living here for 3 years. This person knew he was living there for 3 years. He was never ma'ar. It's a chazaka sheni matayna. We know the halacha. It's not a chazaka. Stating that, if you want to think it through, from the anansahadi perspective, I think there's a klar anansahadi. The fact that the machzik doesn't have a tayna doesn't change that in any way, shape, or form. That what? That this marakama, this ma'ar, is not really the owner. Because if you were the owner, you would have said something, right? Narvas, I hear it. It's very nice. Maybe you're not the owner. But what makes this guy the owner? I'm going to tell you why. Because the minute the ma'arer now relinquished his marakamakite by virtue of the fact that he was a moicha, that is the anansahadi of Cheskes Gimel Shanim, and I don't think that gets impacted in any way, shape, or form whether the machzik has a taina or doesn't have a taina, because it doesn't change the anansahadi. So erz ois marakama, and to the extent that erz ois marakama, now the machzik l'chayra should be able to keep the property. You know why? Alts muchzik. And muchzik, we know from metaltolin, doesn't have to have a taina. What are you going to tell me? There's no muchzik when it comes to karka. So we have to hold cup. When is there no muchzik when it comes to karka? When it's going up against a marakama. But if the muchzik's not going up against a marakama, then the muchzik, even by karka, is a muchzik. What's the raya? The greatest raya is from the Rashi and the Tshuva in Chelek Beis, because what makes the marakama marakama? The fact that he has Edom that say that he was there for one day. One day, you have Edom that you were there? That, what do you mean? You need Cheskes Gimel Shonim when it's karka. The Teretz says you only need Cheskes Gimel Shonim when you're going up against a marakama. The marakama is not going up against a marakama, and it's for that reason the marakama only needs raya that he was there for a day. Meaning this idea that there's no such thing as muchzik when it comes to karka, all the Rosh Hashivas say this, from Baruch Per to Reb Ruven to Reb Nochem, everybody says this, Reb Shmuel Yankiv, everyone says this vart, and that is the only time there's no muchzik when it comes to karka is when the muchzik's going up against a marakama. But if you're not going up against a marakama, then you do have a muchzik. So l'chayr yesh loymar that pshan in the Gemara's kash is gevaldik. The Gemara says, I don't understand, elameyato chazoka she'ini matayna tavi chazoka. Why should a chazok have to have a taino? What's the kasha? The kasha is that let the fact that the ma'arer, the marakama, went 3 years without being moicha be an anansahadi, that it's not his. If it's not his, he relinquishes his marakamakite. If he relinquishes his marakamakite, then you, the machzik, have a regular muchzik, no different than cheskes metaltolin. And just like Rabbeinu Yonah said, by cheskes metaltolin, you don't need to have a taino, so you shouldn't have to have a taino either. I think it's pasha, that was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha was elamiyata, that should be a good. You know what the question is? What's the Gemara's teretz? What's the Gemara's teretz? So I'll tell you what Baruch Bar says in Baruch Shmuel, Tzimun Chav Zayin. He says one line, and Tein L'chochem V'yech Gamoy. He says that Vaistois from the Gemara's teretz, that the halach of Chazak Hashem Matayna is not stam, that you need the Taina to give the Muchzik a Shaychis to this karka, but you need the taina to take it out from the Rishus of the Marakama. And unless you have a taina, you can't take it out of the Rishus of the Marakama. We're saying in Svara that Nansahadi in and of itself should take it out of the Rishus of the Marakama, and then the Muchzik should be able to be Machzik, Kamash Malon in the din of Chazaka She'ini Matayna, that's not the way it is. But this halacha of Chazaka She'ini Matayna, which Baruch Ber explains in one cryptic line, is definitely not pshita. It's a very big chiddush, and that's what's playing itself out in the Gemara in Chav Ches on the base. So the Gemara that said pshita to chazak hasheni matayna on mem beis on mem aleph amid aleph, that's because the Mishnah's example of chazak hasheni matayna was an example of Aidas Badin. Aidas Badin kamei edim dami. That's posh. Everybody knows Aidas Badin kamei edim dami. Stating that there's another din of chazak hasheni matayna, that even where it's not Aidas Badin kamei edim dami, a chazaka needs a taina just like it needs gimel shonim, and just like it has to be in order for it to operate has to come along with a taina, with all the rayas that the shivas bring to that. The question is, what's the gedder of that din? What is the gedder of that din? Why is it that you need a taina? And kipshutai, the Gemara Chav Ches Amid Beis assumed that probably the reason you need the taina is to give the muchzik epes a shaychis to it. But I think the Gemara's kasha was that why should you need the taina to give the muchzik a shaychis to it? It should be no different than cheskes metaltan. What do you mean? Karka is so different than cheskes metaltan. Metaltan, the fact that I'm holding on to it is a raya that it's mine. By karka, the fact that I'm living it can't be a raya that it's mine. That's true, but it's only true when there's a marakama. But once there's a cheskes gimel shonim, afilu on the taina, you have the Anansahadi, which should make the marakama ois marakama, and if that's the case, for the Gemara elamayato chazaka she'ini matayna tavi chazaka. What's the teretz? The teretz is the chazaka she'ini matayna is not just to give the muchzik a shaychis to this karka. The soid of chazak she'ini matayna is you need the taina even to take it out of the rishus of the marakama. You would have thought the Anansahadi itself could take it out of the rishus of the marakama. Kamash malon that's not the way it is. I think maybe that's a little bit of a havana, again, based on Birch Shmuel Simich of Zayin, in what the Shakla Vitari of the Gemara is on Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis. Regardless, this is a big halacha. Comes up throughout all the stories of Perecheskes Abatim, that in order for a chazaka to work, the chazaka has to have a taina. What's the svara? This is a little bit of a mystery. Is it a chiddush? Is it Pashit? Also a little bit of a mystery. There seem to be two sugyas. And one sugya, the Gemara doesn't even know why a chazak is to have a taina. And the other sugya, it's so Pashit a chazak is to have a taina. Yeah, we spoke out a teretz from Rabbeinu Yoina. Taisus has four terutzim. This is not any one of Taisus's four terutzim. The Rishonim mutshit very, very much with this kasha. In the world and in the eyes of the Rishonim, there seem to be a mefurish stira between two sugyas in terms of whether chazak she'ini metaina is Pashit or chazak she'ini metaina is come again. Like, what does it even mean? And why would you even have to have a taina? We suggested a little bit of a mahalach. It's all based on Rabbeinu Yoina, based on Bricha Shmuel, Bava Basra, Simcha Chav Zayin. V'tein l'chacham v'yech gamayit.